Track 2.4.
Today we're joined by psychologist Dr. Ron Diltz, who's going to talk to us about thrill-seeking. Welcome to the programme, Dr. Diltz.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And let's get straight to the point. Why do people get a thrill out of bungee jumping, roller coaster rides and the like?
That's an interesting question, and the answer is surprisingly complex. Some people enjoy the thrills they get from activities that stimulate their brain in such a way that they perceive themselves to be in physical danger. We know that there's a certain type of person who actually seeks physical danger by doing dangerous activities like skiing down extreme slopes or parachuting. When you ask one of these risk-takers if they're scared while doing their sport, their answer is usually that that's exactly why they do it in the first place. In other words, they kind of need the adrenaline rush that they experience when doing extreme sports.
I see. But there's a difference, isn't there, between doing a dangerous and extreme activity, such as jumping out of a helicopter without a parachute, and going on a roller coaster, which isn't really that dangerous at all.
Absolutely, and that's exactly the point. The roller coaster doesn't, in all likelihood, offer the same level of risk, but it simulates true danger. In other words, it creates the illusion of having faced a great danger, and that's a deeply satisfying feeling. The danger isn't real as such, but we behave as if it is, as if we've achieved something great and overcome our fear. Research has shown that after a bungee jump, or after having just been on a roller coaster ride, people feel great, almost as great as if they'd survived something far more dangerous.
And then, of course, there are others who couldn't care less about getting an adrenaline rush, who really wouldn't dream of risking their lives by going diving or climbing, or even going on a roller coaster ride. What makes daredevils different from them?
Well, it seems that there are certain personality types often referred to as thrill seekers that thrive on this kind of risk-taking. What we know about them is that they love adventure and they need the kick they get out of facing dangerous situations again and again. If you're not this kind of person, then all these audacious activities may just seem ridiculous to you.
I see. And do we know what causes a person to have the type of personality you've just mentioned?
That's a good question. One theory holds that in order to really feel excited, thrill seekers usually need more stimulus than the average person. We're talking biochemical processes in the brain here. When those people are involved in dangerous activities, certain chemicals such as adrenaline start flowing in their brains, and only then do they get a feeling of being truly alive.
That's fascinating.
Yes, isn't it? And there's another theory along similar lines that basically says that thrill seekers like what they do mostly because it enables them to forget about everything else, all the problems they might have in their daily lives, their everyday worries, and so on. As long as they're involved in an activity that requires their full concentration, because of the need to survive a danger, for example, other things fade into the background. I was talking to an extreme climber once, and when I asked him what he enjoyed most about his sport, he answered that as soon as he starts climbing, all the problems down there, as he described them, you know, the problems in his normal life, so to speak, become really small.
Why is it then that...